For the first time ever this year, a European capital of culture, Buda, in Norway, is inside the Arctic Circle. Given this very particular location, it's hardly surprising that many of the cultural projects on this year's programme address the specifics of the location, and in particular the sounds of the water, island fish and birds of the area, as we've heard on previous Culture Files. And if you haven't, please check out our podcast feed for earlier Buda 24 programmes. But this time we meet the Norwegian cellist Maya Buga, whose Arctic project blends her cello music with the sounds of the birds whose calls are becoming ever rarer, as she told Culture File in the dressing room after a performance of her Suite for Seabirds by the docks in Buda.
I'm Maya Buga. I'm a cellist and composer, originally from Vesterålen, the islands of Vesterålen in the north of Norway, now based in Lancaster in the UK. So last August, I had a week's residency on the island of Bremstein, which is the furthest most island out from the sea, an hour and a half boat ride, trying to capture the sound and the feeling of the island with the cello. I was kind of there with a completely sort of curious, open mind, seeing what would come to me. There was no electricity on the island. We had food for about 4 days and we were there for 7 days. So it was really a feeling of survival, like, you know, it was on the edge. And I was there with this extraordinary bird tender and artist, Vibeke Stensholm. So she was also able to tell me stories around how it is to be a bird tender, how they look after the birds, what birds we saw when we were there, which was mainly black gullimot and Arctic terns. And those two became the sort of main characters in my composition because they were the guys that were hanging around. And I'm really interested in, yeah, telling the stories of these birds that we have just learned today are declining by 70 to 90% in the last 50 years. And you know, seeing how we can bring these stories forward. And so the sound recordings, the way I sort of build up the sound of the island is recordings that I did on the island in that week. And I was just interested in quite simply recapturing what the old island sounded like. And then I was lucky enough to get access to a seabird, audio seabird archive from the Norwegian Institute for Nature Research. Yeah. And they have about captured every seabird. And it's just a great resource when you're trying to work with it compositionally to be able to listen into a good little snippet of a bird and then really work on differentiating it compositionally between the different sounding birds and the rhythm, the harmony, the melody. I'm really interested in quite a literal connection between the cello, which is my main instrument, and the sound of the bird. And then, of course, eventually, when the cello starts to be the eagle, it doesn't sound like the eagle anymore. So in terms of, for example, the black gullimot was it's very rapidly declining on the Norwegian coast. So when it came to Bremstein on this particular week, I wasn't very fussed about it, but my friend, the bird tender who was there, was super excited and involved with it. And so the urgency of the sound became something that was really inspiring for me compositionally. And the black gullimot has a super distinct, very high, which for somebody who plays the cello, there's a lot of like harmonics and overtones in that you can imitate the actual F sharp or whatever it is that the black gullimot was singing to me on that recording. And then you can find three seamless sort of transactions out of that where it becomes, I mean, this is something composers has worked with for years and years and years, where it becomes something else. It's very much an improvisational interaction. So it is roughly scored. There are visual cues, or there's also dots, there's music in it. But when I came to composition, I very much came through improvisation. So, you know, and most of my gigs now are in jazz festivals and with the jazz world, where it is freer than the contemporary classical. In terms of this work I did with the Suite for Seabirds and the Bremstein compositions particularly, it was more to do with just listening to the sound and analyzing the sound and repeatedly trying to find new things in it. There's something about the story I'm trying to tell that is urgent. I think that comes across. Even though there might be sounds that people go, ooh, that was a bit harsh. Growing up on an island, bigger than Bremsten, but still a small island in European terms, you know, being in nature, being part of nature is just so inevitable. Like, it's just part of your body. And so when I started, I did a lot of classical training on the cello. And then when I started composing myself, I was interested in sitting in the landscape and being part of the landscape and the cello drawing out of the landscape. And this is quite new what I'm doing now, trying to take the landscape, the island with me, because obviously I would love to bring all of you to that island, but that is logistically quite complicated. My first recording was in a disused oil drum in the fishing village of Nyksun, which is close to where I grew up, where I just sat inside it and had the sound engineer with me, and we were there for a week. So I basically improvised with the room and the surroundings. And of course, as you can imagine, being now in Bodø, the wind, the rain, the snow, it shifts so quickly. So we had, in a little bit of like a John Cage way, we had the music of the place, which is for me as much music as the sound of the cello, and trying to find this dialogue I'm really interested in.
Maya Bugge there, and you can find out more about her work at majabugge.com.